在创世以来他的计划。
Because I can see God's plan from the beginning of creation.
他对每一个基督徒他的带领。
And His guidance for all Christians.
让我能够在里面能够真的再次看到神在我身上是有旨意的。
And I can see God's will in my life.
而不是我一个人走人生的道路。
And not only for myself walking this path alone.
我们刚刚练了一段经文，我想我们这一段经文还蛮长的。
The passage that we just read, it's more lengthy.
如果说我们今天要这段一个小不到一个小时的时间把它说完，事实上很困难。
It's actually difficult to go through it within an hour.
我们就求神带领我们。
So we ask God for help and
guidance. 在罗马书我们刚练的经文是四节之前，刚我们练的经文之前。有一段经文是这段经文。
Before the passage that we just read, there's a passage like this.
我们一起来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
因为凡被神引导的都是神的儿子。这段经文是罗马书第八章的一个基调，它告诉我们，我们都是神的灵所引导的，都是上帝的儿女。
So it tells us that we are all led by the Holy Spirit of God. We're our sons of God.
可是他并没有停在这里。
But it didn't just stop there.
他告诉我们这个世界的真相，我们生命的真相。
It tells the truth of this world.
我们在这个世上生活的时候，我们还在圣灵与肉体的征战当中。
In this world, as we're living, we have physical and a spiritual battle.
如果你从罗马书第八章从头开始看，我们看到有两个战场，一个战场，一个战争。
So we see from Romans chapter 8 that there is one warfare.
他说我们要不就是随从圣灵，要不就随从肉体。
That is whether we are headed with the Holy Spirit or teamed with the physical body.
随从圣灵呢就是生命平安，随从肉体的就是死亡。
With the Holy Spirit you have eternal life and with physical body it leads to death.
我们顺从圣灵的我们就必活过来。
And following the Holy Spirit, we will come alive again.
我们顺从肉体的，我们就走上死亡的道路。
And if we team with the physical body, we're headed towards death.
所以上帝给我们很深的应许，是我们有办法过一个生命，是一个有生命、有活力、有盼望、有能力的生命。
God is giving us a life full of hope if we follow Him.
可是，在后面里面有提到很多很多的叹息。
But of course, it mentioned about lots of groans.
我们想到这个世界的真相。
So when we look to see the truth of the world.
斯布珍有一次讲道的时候。
Charles Spurgeon once mentioned this in his sermon.
他在会堂里面那一个聚会的场所在伦敦有一万人。
In London there are about 10,000 people.
那突然有人说失火了，失火了。
Someone called out fire, fire.
所以就造成暴动，不是暴动，就是暴走。
So therefore a lot of people trying to escape.
所以有很多人因为这样关系死掉了。
And there were a stampede, and a lot of people died because of that.
所以斯布珍在文章里面对这件事情非常非常的痛苦。
So Spurgeon was very, very sorrowed by this incident.
他想说，好的事情即使传扬神的道，都会有这样事情发生。
He says, even spreading God's word, in which should be a good thing, come with tragedy.
在2001年九月十一号的时候。
2001 September 11.
我坐在飞机上。
I was on a plane.
然后飞向要到佛罗里达去出差。
Towards Florida for a business trip.
机长说我们必须落地。
The captain says we must land.
所以我们就落地，我就在北卡 Greensboro 待了三天。
So I stayed in North Carolina for 3 days.
因为那天你们都知道出什么事情。
Because we all know what happened during that day.
那一天，在这辈子里面只有两次，我在看电视的时候，在一边看一边哭很久的时间。
There's only two times in my life that I watched TV and shed tears. That was one of them.
那是第二次。
That was the second time that happened.
我想说，人为什么在这个世界里面会这样有无端的苦难会产生
？I asked this question: Why are there so many tragedies and suffering in this world?
后来我们周围来看，看看我们的世界。
If we look at our surroundings.
在去年一年里面，在美国，因为 drug overdose 死亡的就有超过70,000人。
So even last year, drug overdose, there were about 70,000 people died.
上面统计数字两千2013年，因为枪来死亡的人数33,000多人。
And the statistics of 2013, gun violence about over 33,000 people.
叙利亚的内战将近50,000人，到目前为止。
And Syria civil war about around 50,000 people.
当我在准备这个讲章的时候，我做一些 research， 我发现在 在历史上最大的人为灾害，人为的自然灾害竟然是在中国。
And when I did some research, when I was doing preparing the sermon, the biggest casualty was actually happened in China.
在1937年的时候，因为中国的军队要阻拦日军的前进，所以破了黄河口。
Which it was back in 1937, the Chinese military trying to prevent the Japanese invasion.
就在那一场有大面积的灾害里面，有300多万就是淹死了。
And during that time, about 3.7 million people died due to flood.
所以我们发现自然有灾害，我们发现人为在自然当中所产生的有灾害。
We know that there's natural disasters and there's also disaster caused by man.
更不要讲到地震的灾害、海啸的灾害、很多的灾害在这个世界。
Let alone earthquakes, tsunamis, etc.
所以一个英国一个哲学家说 ，John Stuart Mill。
So a philosopher in England mentioned about John Stuart Mill.
他说我们的神到底是一个什么样的神
？That is, what kind of God is our God?
他是一个无神论者。
He is a non-Christian atheist.
他说神如果存在的话，他就不是一个良善的神，或者是不是一个慈爱的神。
So he says if God exists, he's not a merciful, not a gracious God.
因为他如果是慈爱，他就没有能力。
Because if he is a loving, gracious God, he doesn't have enough power.
让这些灾难发生。
Because or else all these sufferings won't occur.
如果他能力，他就不慈爱。
Because then if he's powerful, then he's not loving.
能力阻止这些灾难，但是他不让这些灾难停止发生。
Because if he is powerful enough, he does not have enough love to stop these things.
我们生活在一个冲突、痛苦的世界里面。
We live in a world that's suffering and contradicting with each other.
所以在圣经里面最老的一本书《约伯记》。
So the oldest book in the Bible, Job.
约伯向神祷告说
：“Job prayed to God. He says,
我的神在哪里、啊、
？”He says, "Where is God, my Maker?"
他使人在夜间歌唱。
Who gives songs in the night?
歌唱的人在白天歌唱并不稀奇。
People who sing in the daytime is not very, it's pretty common.
我们有歌词，我们有歌谱，我们都能唱歌。
We have lyrics. We have the music. We can sing.
但是在夜间歌唱的时候，除非你心中有一首歌，你唱不出来。
If you sing at nighttime, if you don't have the song memorized in your heart, you won't be able to sing out loud.
当我们在困难、在痛苦里面的时候，我们好像在夜间。
When we are going through difficult times, suffering, it's as if we're going through the night.
除非上帝给我们心中一首歌，我们实在很难歌唱。
Unless God give us the song in our heart, it is hard for us to sing out loud.
所以这世界对大部分人而言是一个痛苦的世界。
So to most people, this world is a world of suffering.
对基督徒而言，它是一个隐藏的世界，隐藏了真相的世界。
However, to Christians, it's a world full of truth.
我们来念这段经文好不好？
Let us read this verse together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道，主若显现，我必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。不用翻译啊！我们这个世界是一个隐藏的、隐藏真相的世界。
So this world is truth in disguise.
他这里说我们现在是神的儿女。
It says here we are children of God.
目前我们看到是神的儿女在这个苦难的世界里面生活。
We see children of God living in a suffering world.
但是在将来的时候，我们有一个新的真相要向我们显现。
However, in the future, there will be a new truth revealed to us.
当主向我们显现的时候，我们要像他。
When God reveals Himself to us, we will be like Him.
所以这个荣耀是将现在好像没有显现，但是以后要显现的。
This glory will not be revealed to us now; it will be revealed to us in the future.
这好像是一个隐藏的世界，隐藏的国度，在这个世界里。
It's like a hidden world that is not revealed to us yet.
每一个神的儿女好像是在这个世界暂时隐藏了一个荣耀的器皿。
And all the Christians are like a vessel, a hidden vessel in this world, which will be revealed in the future.
当以后主再来的时候，这隐藏就出现。
And when God comes again the second time, all these hidden vessels will be revealed.
所以这在现在这世界，我们看到苦难是一个。将这个世界隐藏了一个帐幕。
So this world is like a tent covering all the revealed things that to be revealed.
So 现在还没有显现出来，但将来必然显现出来。
Right now it is hidden, but it will be open to us in the future.
在 中世纪的时候有这样的神学。
There was this kind of philosophy.
是中世纪有一批学院派的神学家在欧洲的一些大学里面设立产生。
So a group of seminary students that came to be in Europe.
他们认为当神祝福我们的时候，我们必然会成功。
They think that when God blesses us, we will be successful.
我们生命里面有荣耀就会出来。
And the glory within us will be revealed.
这样的神学叫做荣耀的神学，或是theology of glory.
And that is called the theology of glory.
但是马丁路德非常反对这样的神学。
However, Martin Luther is very opposed to this idea.
他觉得荣耀绝对要伴随着十字架。
Because he believed glory must be connected with the cross.
因为他在耶稣身上看到这样的连结的关系。
Because he sees the connection between Jesus and the cross and the glory.
苦难跟荣耀是伴随着发生。
Suffering and glory, they are intertwined.
我们念这段经文好了。
Let's read this passage together.
来，请。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？好，我们再看下面这段经文，再念这段经文，来，请。
Let's read the following.
他既按神的定旨，先见便交与人，你们就借着无法治人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。所以当十字架将耶稣杀了，神却将他的痛苦解脱了，让他能够复活，让他能够得到荣耀。
The cross, Jesus was crucified on the cross. He died. However, God brought glory through his suffering and resurrected him.
好，让我们这些人，我们能够像耶稣一样，在世上经历这一样的苦难。我们身上有的苦难，我们能够跟他一起，能够得到荣耀。
So that us who are living in this world right now will be like Jesus, crucified. However, we can resurrect again.
就荣耀在十字架上能够被显明出来。
And bring this glory, and the glory can be revealed through the cross.
在复活的生命当中能够被显明出来。
And in this resurrected life, the glory will be revealed to people.
所以可以说我们的生命是一个从荣耀到荣耀的过程。
So basically, our life is from glory to glory.
我想少了一张，没有，不过没有关系。在罗马书八章三十节说
，In Romans chapter 8 verse 30 it says，
他说预先所定下的人又招他们来。
And those whom he predestined, he also called。
所招来的人又称他们为义。
And those whom he called, he also justified。
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those whom he justified, he also glorified。
所以我们有一个现在的荣耀是神招我们。
And the glory that we have is because of God calling us.
当我们被神召的时候，神称为我们义人。
We were predestined and we were called. And when we were called, we were called to be justified.
所称为我们称为义人，又叫我们得到荣耀。
And we are justified. He also calls us glorified.
所以这个在英文里面叫做一个黄金的链锁 ，golden chain.
And in English, it's called a golden chain.
就是我们当我们被呼召的时候，当我们得到生命的时候，是一步一步的进程到荣耀里面。
Which means after we are called, it's a continuous interconnection.
这是神在永恒里面的命定。
And that is God's will for us.
所以每一个人信主的弟兄姐妹，我们都要进到荣耀里。
So all of us Christians who are called by God, we will enter into glory.
就是上帝造我们，我们有上帝的形象一样。
We were made just like God's body.
可是我们被罪所玷污了，我们跟上帝分离了。
However, we were separated from God because of sin.
以至于我们失去，好像失去了上帝的荣耀。
So therefore, it seems like we have lost the glory that God has given to us.
但是上帝怜悯我们，把我们在我们里面放了一个渴望荣耀的心。
However, God has mercy on us and implanted us the desire of
wanting
to be with Him.
就像奥古斯丁讲的，我们一生在追求，我们心里面得不到安息，除非我们找到上帝。
Just like Augustine says, we have this desire in our hearts that's not fulfilled unless we find God Himself.
信耶稣的时候，我们如此。
When we're non-believers, we are like that.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们也是如此。
Even when we are believers, we still are like that.
我们一个追求的人，一个追求的基督徒，追求的神的儿女。
A Christian who has the desire to see God.
我们巴不得上帝的荣耀一直在我们生命里面越来越多，越来越多。
We want more of, and more and more of God's glory within us.
否则我们在世上也得不到安息。
Or else we would not find rest and peace in this world.
有很多的很多的实验的证明。
There's a lot of experimental data.
很多当 baby 在很烦躁、很焦躁、在哭的时候。
When babies are annoyed or they're crying.
你把 baby 放在妈妈的胸膛上。
You put baby on the mother's chest.
Baby 很多时候他就安静了。
Oftentimes babies they tend to calm down.
有人说，因为 baby 他听到妈妈的心跳。
Some people say because the baby has heard the mother's heartbeat.
是在他在妈妈肚子里面的时候听到了好几个月的心跳。
And that's the same heartbeat that the baby has listened to when it was in the mother's womb.
那个妈妈的心跳变成了他生命的一个基调，叫 primal tone。是一个生命的基调。
The heartbeat has become a primer tone to the baby.
所以他当到他出了妈妈的肚子，他如果没有回到生命的基调，他心里面就不安。
So when the baby after it came out of the mother's womb, it doesn't hear the primary tone. It will be annoyed.
所以他放在妈妈的胸膛，他听到妈妈的声音，好像他回到生命的基调。
So when you return the baby to the mother's chest, hearing that heartbeat again, it will be calm. The baby will be calm.
我们好像。上帝生的儿女。
We like the baby are like God's children.
你有没有发现，当我们回到上帝的面前，当我们敬拜上帝，当我们向上帝祈求，当我们亲近上帝的时候，我们生命就安定下来。
Do you not realize when we come back to God, praising, worship Him, praying to Him, we ourselves tend to calm down as well.
无论这个世界多么的烦躁，多么的不安。
Doesn't matter how chaotic this world is.
当我们在神的面前。当我们跟上帝有连接的时候，我们生命就有安定，就有荣光在我们身上。
When we come back to Christ, when we come back to God, we find this peace, we find the comfort.
所以真正的荣耀、真正的平安、真正的安息，必须在神里面寻找。
The true rest, peace, and glory needs to be found with God, from God.
在罗马书八章二十八节这么说：我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。就是按他旨意被召的人。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
我们都是神的儿女。
We're all children of God.
我不用跟你解释说真正的荣耀不是在这个世界。
I don't have to explain to you this true glory is not of this world.
我们要想的是神命定真正的荣耀是在哪里能够寻找到。
We have to find where that true glory, where to seek for it.
我们相信神的荣耀，真正荣耀是在三一的真神里面，我们才能够找到。
We believe that the glory is to be found in the triune God.
在永恒里面，我们被召，我们被召到哪里去
？And in eternity, where are we to be called to?
有人说我们被召到天堂，我们被召到以后的永生里面去。
Some say we are to be called to heaven. Some say we're to be called into eternity.
这些都对的。
Those are true.
那现在我们被召到哪里去
？But how about now? Currently, where are we to be called to?
神的存在是在一个甜蜜永恒的团契。
God's existence is to have eternal sweet fellowship.
是三一真神互相相爱的团契。
And that is a fellowship between the triune God.
圣父爱圣子。
Father loves the Son.
圣子顺服天父。
The Son obeys the Father.
圣灵在当中，让爱能够充满在这团契里面。
And the Holy Spirit intertwines within, to show love.
这是一个爱的圣洁的团契。
That is a fellowship of love and holiness.
我们被召进入这样的团契。
We are called to be part of that fellowship.
圣父用爱圣子的方式来爱我们。
The Heavenly Father uses the same kind of love towards the Son on us.
我们靠着圣灵，用圣子的生命，能够用圣子的爱来回应上帝。
And we through the Holy Spirit, we respond to the Father the same way the Son responded to the Father.
所以我们在这个永恒，我们在这样团契里面，能够经历天人合一。
So in this kind of fellowship, we can experience heaven and earth together.
所以我们晓得万事互相效力，很多人用这句话。
So we know that some people use this Bible verse, all things work together for those who are called to His purpose.
我们都知道，不是所有事情都是好的事情。
But we know that not all things are considered good.
可是所有的旨意都是好的旨意。
However, all the purpose is good according to God.
当我们经历在世上的事情的时候，像这个马丁路德今天他讲的说，神啊，求你帮助我。
So, just like Martin Luther says, God help me.
让我的所事和我所做的和我所能做的，能够在你的大能里面成就的旨意超过我这个人。
Which says, show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself.
这是真正的益处。
That is the good.
超过我们这个人。
Which is much greater than.Who I am.
他也让我们像他儿子一样。
He also want us to be like the son.
在八章二十九节说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Verse 29 says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers."
So, when we are willing, God is changing and edifying us each and every day.
So, when we are willing, God is changing and edifying us each and every day. So that each and every day will be more like Jesus Christ.
His glory is just in our hearts, day by day, slowly increasing.
And his glory increases each and every day.
在罗马书八章二十七节说。
And in verse 27, Romans chapter 8, verse 27, it says.
他说，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵按着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
所以圣灵也帮助我们能够进到荣耀里面。
So the Holy Spirit Himself helps us to be in the glory.
这里讲鉴察人心的神，鉴察人心，晓得圣灵的意思。鉴察是好像寻找探索的意思。
In here it says, "He who searches hearts, which means trying to look for things for us."
当我们跟圣灵，让圣灵住在我们里面的时候，让圣灵工作的时候。圣灵就在我们当中，在我们心里面鉴察我们这个人到底在什么地方。
So when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, we allow the Holy Spirit to search in our hearts to see exactly where we are, where we stand.
圣灵按照神的意思来为我们祈求。
And the Holy Spirit, through God, will pray for us to God.
所以我们的生命是在从荣耀到荣耀的过程。
So our life, again, is from glory into glory.
我们来看叹息。
So now let's look into groaning.
叹息在我们刚看的经文，我们在这段经文里面有三个叹息。
So from the passage we just read, we know that there's three types of groaning.
一个是万物的叹息，一个是我们的叹息，一个是圣灵的叹息。
That is groaning of the creation, our groaning, as well as the Holy Spirit's groaning.
好，我们刚刚应该有练这段。二十二节开始的经文，我来念这段经文好不好？来，请。受造之物是切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那加他如此的。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息，劳苦叹息，直到如今。
Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 20, as well as 22, which is in the back of the bulletin. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time.
So, we just read this, "受造之物一同的叹息," in English, it's more accurate. English says this "叹息" is groaning.
So the groaning of creation is more accurate in English, the word groaning.
他讲的 groaning 好像是我们原文是说在女人生产的时候那个痛苦所发的声音叫 groaning.
So the groaning that it mentioned is like pain of childbirth.
所以这个整个受造之物，整个世界好像是在呻吟当中。
So in the whole creation is like groaning, similar to pains of childbirth.
呻吟为什么会呻吟？
Why do we groan? Why?
呻吟很多时候是我们说不出来。
Sometimes when we think of groaning, it's because we can't express our pain.
我们没办法解释那个痛苦。
We can't explain that type of suffering, the pain.
或是有多痛苦。
Or how painful it is.
所以这个呻吟代表这个世界好像在一个压抑，在一个不能释放的一个光景里面。
So basically it's saying the whole world is being oppressed. It cannot express its true pain.
可这个世界跟一般自然主义者所想象的世界不一样。
This world is different from what some others think.
一般的哲学家、自然主义者觉得这个世界好像就是这样一个世界，它并没有一个位格。
Some naturalists believe that there's no specific set point of this world. It just happens just as it is.
可生活，它没有位格，它好像没有思想，没有意念。
There's no thing, there's no thoughts, there's no will.
可保罗给我们一个新的看法。
However, Paul gives us a different perspective.
在八章二十一节，他说：“但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。”
In chapter 8, verse 21, it says, "The creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God."
所以，当我们看这个世界的时候，包括我们在这个世界当中生活的人类的时候，我们看到整个的世界事实上。在呻吟当中，不但呻吟，心中还有一个盼望，希望能够得到神儿女自由的荣耀。
When we look at this world and look at the people that's living in there, even though we're groaning and suffering in this world, we have this future hope that we look forward to.
可是我们又不是一个悲观主义的人。
We're not tragic people.
当一个妈妈要生产的时候，她在呻吟的时候。
When a mother is giving birth during childbirth, even though she's groaning.
表示婴孩要出来了。
However, it also means the baby is coming out soon.
有人说好像羊水破了，婴孩就要马上生出来。
Just like when you think of the water break, it means the baby is coming out.
所以我们现在虽然有呻吟，虽然有痛苦，但是一个新的生命就要出来了。
Even though we're groaning and suffering right now, we know that a new life is coming.
所以这个世界是这个在受造之物。及当中所有人是在这样一个生产的过程当中。
So therefore, all of us who are living in the suffering world, groaning, moaning right now, we know that there's a new life.
是在一个变化的过程当中。
It's a process of change.
所以当我们看这个世界的时候，知道它已经在变化，已经在蜕变。
So we know that this world, it's changing.
所以我们会用不同的眼光看我们的世界。
We will have a different perspective of seeing the world and the suffering.
这个世界会有灾难，这个世界会有痛苦。
There's disasters and there's sufferings in the world.
但这个世界是一直变化，一个转换的过程。
However, this world is constantly changing and changing for the better.
好像以赛亚书里面讲的说：“看哪，我造新天新地，从前的事不再纪念，也不再追想。豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草，与牛一样。”尘土必作蛇的食物，在我圣餐的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。这都是耶和华说的。以赛亚书六十五章十七、二十五节。
Just like Isaiah 65, verse 17 and 25, it says, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straws like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food."They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord.
所以彼得后书里面讲，彼得说，我们照他的应许，我们心里有盼望。
So in First Peter, it says, "We who are created, we have a hope."
我们盼望一个新天新地。
We hope for a new heaven and a new earth.
有义居在其中。
And there's righteousness amongst it.
在新约里面，当讲到义的时候。
In the New Testament, when it mentions about the right, about righteousness,
一个很保险的解经就是把义转，把它用耶稣基督来取代。
A very conservative way of thinking is righteousness equals Jesus.
所以彼得说，彼得后书是一个讲受苦的书信。
Second Peter it talks about suffering, a book about suffering.
他说，神应许我们，我们心里面有个盼望，虽然外面有这么多的痛苦，有这么多的不幸的事情，但是我们心里有盼望。知道新天新地就要在当中，而且主耶稣基督就在里面要做王。
So it basically says, we know, even though we're living in a suffering world, we know that there's a hope in the future for a new heaven, new earth. And in that same new heaven, new earth, Jesus Christ is in there.
所以保罗也鼓励我们。
So Paul encourages us.
你要建造我们的生命是金银宝石的生命，而不是草木和谐的生命。
So that our world is will be like diamonds. It wouldn't be faded away.
所以我刚听到弟兄祷告说，我们为这里的很多的朋友来祷告。
So earlier when I heard the brother praying about the brothers and sisters and friends in here.
餐馆的朋友。
People who work in restaurants.
我们在社区的很多的朋友。
And friends in the community.
我们为他祷告。
We pray for them.
因为灵魂需要上帝的恩典。
Because their soul needs God's mercy.
他们需要上帝永恒的荣耀在他们生命里面，就像在我们生命里面一样。
They need God's glory in their life, just like how God's glory is in our life.
我们为什么想要这么做？
Why do we want to do things like that?
因为我们知道现在世界一直在变化，一直在变化，新天新地就要降在我们当中。
Because we know this world is constantly changing, and the new heaven and new earth is shortly coming.
我们也会叹息。
We ourselves also groan.
罗马书八章二十三节说：“不但如此，就是我们的圣灵初结果子的，也是心里叹息。”
Romans 8:23 says, "Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption to sonship."
啊，我们现在我们有上帝儿女的身份。
We have the sonship of Christ of God.
但是我们希望能够像儿女一样实质的生命。
However, we want to be adopted to sonship.
我们现在还会害怕。
We're in fear right now.
因为我们里面的心是奴仆的心，不是儿女的心。
Because the heart in us, we are like servants, not an actual son.
所以我们在世上生活的时候，很多时候按奴仆的方式来生活，而不是按儿女的方式来生活。
So therefore, when we live in this world, we live like a servant instead of an actual son or daughter of God.
我不认识你们每一个人。
I don't know every one of you.
可是我相信我们每一个人，我们生命里面都有难处，在我们身上。
I believe that we all have our own difficulties in our life.
不论我们的关系，我们的工作，我们的家庭。
Relationship, work, or family.
每一家都有它的挑战。
Every family has its own challenges.
如果你是一个中年人，像我一样，可能想说，我这生命到现在这个时候，到底我要在这个生命里面留下些什么？
So if you're like me, in middle age, you're thinking, what exactly am I supposed to leave for this world?
我想如果你是年轻人，你有很多的决定要去做。
Or if you're a young adult, you have a lot of decisions to make.
我们的生命以及我们生命的本质好像是有落差。
Our life might have some discrepancies.
他叫我们回到他的面前。
God wants us to return to Him.
保持能够起初爱他的心，像个儿女一样。
To have this same heart that we had initially, like a son or daughter.
让我们心里面能够单纯。
So that our heart would be pure.
让我们能够保持完全依靠天父的心。
And have a heart that solely relies on God.
在以弗所书一章十三到十四节这么说：你们既听见真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，他的荣耀得到称赞。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, it says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory."
So, 里面有圣灵为印记。
So you have the Holy Spirit in you as the promise.
重点在哪里？重点在我们的身体。
What is the focus? The focus here is it's in a dwell within us.
罗马书八章的三节说：“等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。”
Romans chapter 23 says, "We wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies."
我们身体一天一天的变化。
Our physical body is changing every day as well.
我每天都变得稍微的老一点。
Every day we grow a little bit older.
我们稍微的比较 弱一点。
We became slightly weaker.
我们稍微的变得比较没有像以往那么有力气。
And we don't seem to have enough energy as compared to before.
我们慢慢慢的衰败。
We are decaying slowly.
可是上帝告诉我们里面却是一天一天越来越荣耀。
However, within us, God says we're being glorified each and every day.
在腓立比书说，他要叫那归服那万有归服自己，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他荣耀的身体相似。
And in Philippians, it summarizes that we are being transformed each and every day to be more like God and to have more glory.
所以我们在地上会有呻吟，会有痛苦。
Even though we have groaning in this world,
我们会有一个荣耀的身体。
We will have a new glorified body.
我们需要这样的看待我们自己。
We have to look at ourselves with that perspective.
我们要这样的看待我们旁边的人。
And we have to use the same perspective to look at other people around us.
每一个人身上都有上帝的荣耀。
Every one of us have the glory of God indwell within us.
让我们真是看到神都在每个人身上能够一直工作，一直的变化。
We can see God changing each and every one of us every day.
你要相信人会改变。
You have to believe that men will change.
很多时候我们在生命里面痛苦，是因为我们过不去。
A lot of times we suffer, we groan because we can't cross over.
特别是别人得罪我们的时候，不能饶恕他。
Especially when someone offended you, you cannot forgive them.
我们要相信他会改变。
We have to believe that he will change.
我们会对我们的儿女，对我们的家人，对我们的朋友，常常很多失望的时候。
We're often disappointed by our friends, our family, children.
好像我的期望就到此为止。
As if our expectation is just up to here.
我放弃了。
I let go.
我们心里面常常叹息。
We are often groaning because of that.
甚至有时候问我们自己，我们好像活到现在，好像对以前那些决定，我们后悔。
And oftentimes we look at ourselves, we groan for ourselves because we regret some of the decisions we made in the past.
你们常说过一句话，早知这样，我就那样。
We often say, oh, if I had I known about this, I wouldn't have done such. I don't know if you said these things.
你还没讲过，表示你还很年轻。
If you haven't, that means you're still very young.
我们是不是有这么多很多的这样的遗憾在我们生命里面？
Do we often have such regret in our life?
我们是后悔我们讲过的一句话。
A phrase that we said.
我们做过的一件事情。
A thing that we did.
或是别人说的话，别人做的事情。
Or things and words that other people have said to us.
我们记在我们心里面。
We remember it in our hearts.
也许主都还不能在我们生命里面做一个有一个永久的角落，但是这个人一直在我心里面。
Maybe even God hasn't indwelled in your heart. That person's specific words and things that they have done already in you.
我们求神帮助我们。
May we ask God for help.
让我们相信神在做改变。
So that we believe and know that God is doing all the changing work.
神在这个世界的每一个角落在做改变。
And God is doing His work and changing the world.
神改变，谁改变你，改变我。
God changes you, changes I.
所以以前的遗憾、以前的痛苦、以前的失落，就让它过去。
All the regrets and suffering, let it live in the past.
神在改变旁边的人。
God is changing the people around you.
特别可能得罪你、伤害你、让你觉得失望的人。
Especially those who are wronged you, who have disappointed you.
因为我们的信心，我们相信神会改变，我们将他们摆在神的手里。
Because we have faith and we just want to lift them up into God's hand.
跟神说，哎呀，主啊，我真是呻吟，我真是叹息，但主你在改变。
We lift it to God, saying, God, we are groaning, we're praying for them. May you do all the rest.
将荣耀的荣耀也在这些人身上被彰显出来。
So that God's glory will be revealed from those people as well.
圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words.
圣灵是保惠师。
Holy Spirit is an interceder for us.
圣灵的保惠师的意思是帮助者的意思。
Which means He is the helper.
那帮助这个帮助，事实上。就是帮助，就是在马太福音在路加福音里面说，马大跟耶稣说，你怎么让玛利亚在那里？你叫他来帮我，那个帮子。
Similarly to what it was recorded in Luke, where Martha and Mary were together. Martha telling Jesus, why don't you tell Mary to come and help me? That word, help.
问题是圣灵叹息吗?
So when we think about it, does the Holy Spirit groan too?
起码我们在耶稣身上我们看到叹息。
At least in Jesus Christ, we know that he groaned.
道成了肉身住在我们当中充充满满的有真恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
如果你是主耶稣
，If you're Jesus，
从一个荣耀无限的荣耀的里面降生在充满罪恶的物质的世界里面，在人的当中，我不知道你是不是有呻吟，你是不是有痛苦。
If you're like Jesus, who came from a place full of glory to a place full of suffering and bad things in the world, would you be groaning like him?
天父舍了爱子，是不是心里有痛苦，有呻吟？
When the Father let his Son go to the suffering world, would he be groaning too?
腓立比说他有神的形象，但是却反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己存心卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In Philippians, it says Jesus came to the world, in flesh, like a servant, willing to sacrifice and be crucified.
我们在十字架上看到主耶稣基督呻吟，主耶稣基督痛苦。
We see on the cross Jesus is groaning.
伸出的时候，耶稣大喊着说：“伊洛伊，伊洛伊，拉玛撒巴哥大尼，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
In Matthew 15:34, it says, "And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?'"
所以耶稣在痛苦中，在呻吟中离开这个世界。
So Jesus left the world in suffering, in groaning.
他在呻吟当中进到这个世界。
He came into the world with groaning.
他在呻吟当中离开这个世界。
Similarly, he left the world groaning.
圣灵会不会叹息
？Does the Holy Spirit groan?
八章二十六、二十七节。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思。因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Romans 8:26-27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
所以这段经文其实是一个难解的经文。
This passage is actually difficult to comprehend.
到底圣灵的祷告是一个什么样的祷告？
Which is, what kind of prayer does the Holy Spirit have?
有至少两种说法。
There's two different ways of saying it.
有人说圣灵的祷告就是我们的祷告。
Some people say the Holy Spirit's prayer is our prayer.
好像我们在神的面前来祷告，在叹息，在呻吟的时候，圣灵回应我们的祷告，将我们的呻吟、叹息回应在神的面前。
So basically, when we pray and we groan in front of the Holy Spirit receives it and gives it to God.
好像在山谷里面，你向山谷大声喊叫，山谷有回应一样。
Similarly, when you scream in the valley, it echoes back to you.
第二种说法是，圣灵把我们的祷告转化升华作圣灵向上帝的祷告。
The second is the Holy Spirit takes our word, changes it so that it meets God a little bit better.
很多时候我们的祷告，我们的挣扎，常常不是真正我们痛苦的原因。
A lot of times the things that we are praying and we're suffering is not exactly what is going through our mind in our life.
我们所要的及我们真的需要的并不相同。
What we want and what we need does not match oftentimes.
我们心里说，我们为什么不能做这个？我们为什么不能做那个
？We often say we cannot do this, we cannot do that.
很多时候是，我们服侍的时候，我们心里面想要觉得说，我的能力应该能够做这个，应该能够做那个。
A lot of times when we're serving, we think, oh, with our abilities, I can do this, I can do that.
我想你们都记得，当摩西要为他的他的骨肉来征战的时候，他是多么的勇敢。
So when Moses was fighting for his people, he was very very courageous.
可他救了这个以色列人，反而他逃要逃法老的追杀。
However, after saving his people, the Israelite, he actually had to run away from Pharaoh.
他被到沙漠里面去。
He went into the wilderness.
在米甸里面去。
In Midian.
过了四十年的生活。
And lived there for 40 years.
他那里没有人，只有羊。
There were no people in the wilderness with him, only sheep.
如果你是摩西，当你在米甸刚开始的时候，你心里面会不会有叹息？
If you were Moses in the wilderness for the beginning of time, would you be groaning too?
他的祷告一定是说，求你帮助我，让我能够真的能够帮助以色列人能够释放他们。
His prayer at that time most likely would be, God help me to release the Israelites from Pharaoh.
圣灵的祷告，圣灵如果是这样跟神祷告的话，并没有针对摩西真正的问题来祷告。
If the Holy Spirit prayed for Moses to God just like that, it would not solve the problem that he had.
摩西真正的问题是他不知道他靠自己做不到。
The true problem that Moses have is he cannot do it with his own ability.
他知道，圣灵知道摩西靠着自己是没办法达成，要让以色列人得到拯救。
The Holy Spirit knows that with Moses he himself he cannot save the Israelites.
摩西必须知道，人得胜不是靠车，不是靠马，要靠神的大能。
Moses, Holy Spirit, make sure Moses know that success does not come with horses and chariots, but by God.
要服侍上帝，必须在上帝，服在神大能的手里面。
In order for people to serve God, we have to be in God.
所以圣灵向上帝祈求，一定是说，摩西，求你帮助摩西。能够认识上帝，能够认识上帝的大能。
So when the Holy Spirit intercedes for Moses at that time, he prays that Moses would know God.
所以摩西，圣灵拿着摩西的祷告，转化升华成圣灵向天父的祷告。
So therefore, Holy Spirit takes Moses' prayer, changes a little bit, and intercedes in between and lifts it to God.
圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
圣灵也帮助我们在这个过程里面，让我们能够真正能够体会到上帝的恩典，上帝的同在。
The Holy Spirit also helps us to know God's presence with us.
我们就是需要有呻吟，需要有痛苦。
We need to have groan. We need to have suffering.
没有挣扎，没有呻吟，就没有改变。
Because without it, there's no change.
没有祷告，就没有办法知道圣灵、上帝正在改变我们。
And without prayer, we will not know that God is changing it.Changing us.
没有圣灵的身影在上帝的面前祷告，我们就不能看到上帝回应我们的祷告，我们就不能认识上帝，我们就不能领受他的祝福。
And without worldly groans, we cannot know God's working in us, God changing us.
我们服侍上帝，我们都知道，好像很多弟兄姐妹很多服侍的经验。
With brothers and sisters who serve God, we know this.
像摩西一样。我们服侍并不是在于我们什么样的地位，有什么样的才干。
Just like Moses, we know that when we serve, it's not because of our own abilities or what we, our education or what we have.
我们有多少的资源，我们有多少的文凭。
Or what kind of education level we have, or what kind of things that we can bring to serving.
我们有多少智慧，我们有多少恩赐。
Or how much wisdom or how much gifts we have.
都不是。
It's not because of those.
这些都很重要。
Those are important, of course.
但是服侍神最重要的是我们在神的面前跟他有坚定的关系。
However, the most important thing is that we have a true foundation with God, a strong foundation with God.
我们里面靠着耶稣顺服圣灵的带领来行上帝的旨意。
Through Jesus, with the help of Holy Spirit to serve God.
很多时候也许不是我们要做的。
A lot of times, maybe the serving is not what we want to do.
我不知道你们当中有什么要事工正在这个周围正在发生。有什么样的需要正在产生
？I don't know what kind of needs you this church have, or what kind of service needs to be done.
我想神把你们放在这个社区里面，一定有他的心意。
But I know God has put you all here in this community. He has His will and purpose.
因为神要在他的儿女身上得到荣耀。
Because God wants to receive glory from His children.
让你们在这里能够建立一个见证他的教会。
So that we can be a church of testimony to God.
很多人就在周围。
There's a lot of people in the community around us.
他们都需要耶稣。
They all need Jesus.
他们在生活，在生命里面，他们有很多很多的叹息。
In their life, they have a lot of groaning.
他们不像我们，我们有圣灵的叹息帮助我们。
They're not like us. We have the Holy Spirit's wordless groans.
他们叹息是到一个无底的深渊里面。
Their groaning just go into an endless hole.
我们想一想，我们听一听，我们看看神要我们做什么。
Let's look around and hear around, see what God wants us to do.
耶利米是一个胆小的人。
Jeremiah is a lack of faith.
当了呼召的时候，还只是一个 teenager。
Even when he was being called, he was a teenager.
他也没有受过很多很多的训练。
Did not have a lot of experience.
虽然他有祭司的家庭。
Even though he is a
祭司的背景。
He has a background
priest. Yeah. 但是他并不是宗教的一个领袖。
But he was not a leader of the church.
但神就呼召他。
However, God called him.
他跟神说：“我不要，我不要，我实在。”很年幼，我实在没有能力。
He says, "No, God, no. I'm really young. I don't have the ability. I don't have the experience."
神说：“我就是要拣选你。”
However, God says, "I just want to choose you."
神就要坚固他。
So God strengthened his faith.
把他成为铁壁铜墙。
So that he became a strong foundation.
让他能够在那时候的那个时代里面做见证。
So that he can be a testimony in that time period.
有谁比耶利米这个先知更痛苦？
Who was more sorrow than Jeremiah, the prophet?
他是整个旧约里面先知里面最没有果效的一个先知。
He was basically the worst prophet in that time period.
他向以色列人说的话，每一个人都拒绝他。
Basically, everybody rejected his words when he prophesied.
他最后被关在水牢里面。
He was even put into jail.
最后就这样死掉。
And died.
他一生里面好像工作是完全没有果效的。
And to us, his work in his life seems useless.
是一个失败的传道人。
He's a very unsuccessful prophet.
如果他一开始知道他的结局的话，他一定不想出来。
If he knew his ending, when he started, he probably wouldn't have went into become a prophet.
可是他还是出来。
However, he went forward with it anyways.
有一段话解释，说他心里面发热。他心里面发热，好像上帝跟他说的话，他不得不说出来。
Basically says, he had this feeling inside of him that it cannot be contained. He has to spread out the words that has been given to him through God.
这好像神的荣耀在耶利米身上要让他展现出来，好像一个蜕变的过程，好像一个生产的过程，他呻吟，他痛苦。
Just like the glory in God that was in Jeremiah that needs to be spread out. Even though he's groaning like childbirth, he still has to speak it out.
我不知道你们有没有觉得这种痛苦在服事里面。
I don't know if you feel similarly this type of groaning in your service.
如果我没有的话。
If you do not have this.
我们求神让我们能够感受到。
I pray that God will help you feel this type of groaning.
因为这样的呻吟，这样的痛苦是圣灵的声音。
Because this type of groaning that you feel is the Holy Spirit's wordless groan.
耶利米是一个痛苦的先知。
Jeremiah is a suffering, a sorrow, a prophet.
可是在过去几千年的时间。
Many thousand years.
当以色列人，特别犹太人回去看他的先知的时候。
When the Israelites go back to see the prophets.
他们越来越去。欣赏耶利米，感恩耶利米。耶利米的地位在以色列犹太人先知的里面地位越来越高，越来越高。
When they return to see all the prophets, Jeremiah's level has increased each and every time.
他痛苦的服事在那个时候没有果效，在后来却越来越荣耀，越来越荣耀。
Even though his work when he was during the time period was not successful, it is becoming more and more successful and more glorified now.
圣灵在他身上有工作。
The Holy Spirit worked in us, worked in him.
是一个永恒的工作。
It is a continuous eternal working.
圣灵的祷告是一个有效的祷告，是一个永恒的祷告。
The Holy Spirit's prayer is useful prayer and it's an eternal prayer.
我们把我们自己心里面的挣扎痛苦带到上帝的面前。
Let's bring our sufferings and all our groanings to Holy Spirit.
跟圣灵一起同工，求他来帮助我们祷告，求他向上帝祷告。
Work with the Holy Spirit and have Him intercede in our wordless, in our groans and bring it to God.
斯布真曾说过一句话。
Spurgeon once said this.
他宁愿放弃他的讲道，也不愿意放弃他的祷告。
He rather forego his sermons. He would not let go of his prayer.
因为在祷告里面，上帝给我们一首歌。
Because in prayer, God gave us a song.
叫我们能够在夜间歌唱。
A song that we can sing in the middle of night.
最后我们看一个故事。
In the end, let's look at a story.
来，我们一起来念创世纪五十章二十节。从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，要保全许多人的生命，成就今日的光景。
Genesis 50, verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
约瑟，我想你们都知道约瑟的故事。约瑟。
I believe many of you know about the story of Joseph.
在创世纪五十章二十节，约瑟说的这一段话。
The word that we just read of Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20.
跟他兄弟说这段话。
He spoke this to his brothers.
你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
约瑟花了二十年才说这句话。
It took Joseph 20 years to speak, to say these words.
他在他哥哥卖他的时候，他没办法说这句话。
When his brothers sold him, he was not able to say this.
当他祖母来诬陷他，说他要做不轨的事情的时候，把他结果被下在监里面的时候，他没办法说这句话。
When Potiphar's wife said that he tried to have sex with her, he was not able to say this, and he was put into jail.
当他那个狱友，有个狱友久正忘记他的时候，他没办法说这句话。
And a prison mate, a cupbearer, tried when he helped him get out of jail, he forgot about Joseph, and Joseph was not able to speak these words.
过了二十年，当他见到他的家人，见到他以前害他、卖他的亲哥哥的时候，他才能说这句话。
20 years later, when he sees his brother who sold him, sold him to Egypt, he was able to say these words.
什么叫做万事互相效力？
What does it mean by all things work together?
就是当人做错事情，当人软弱，当人不足的时候，上帝在里面做成他的工作，他的旨意原来是美好的。
That is when things have been done not according to plan, but God is working in it to make it good.
原来是不好的，原来神的意思竟然是好的。
Even though it seemed bad, but God's will is good for something good to come out of it.
所以叹息到荣耀是我们基督徒必然要走的道路。
So from groaning to glory is a path that all Christians have to walk.
神预先招我们，定招我们，又称我们为义，称我们为义，又叫我们得荣耀。
God called us and want us to have glory.
所以神的旨意是让我们都能够得到好处。
God's will is for us to achieve the best.
对我们而言，这个世界。并没有悲剧。
Does not mean there's no suffering and there's no tragedy in the world.
只有赞叹，只有惊讶，只有赞美。
It's full of surprises and it's full of praises.
各位，你们今天坐在这里，你们可能要问一个问题。
So all of us who are sitting here, we might ask one question.
邀请你们想几个问题。
And I invite you to think of these questions.
你现在在生命里面，你的叹息是什么
？What is the groaning in your life right now?
你相不相信圣灵现在跟你一起来分担你的叹息，他也将你的叹息带到上帝的面前。
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is groaning with you and bringing your groans to God?
神，你相信上帝也在做一个转换的工作，将你的叹息变成荣耀。
And do you believe that, do you know and believe that God is changing the groaning into glory for you?
神会把这个荣耀带到你的生命里面，带到你的朋友，带到你的家人，带到教会里面， 带到这个社区里面。
And God is bringing that glory into you and bringing to the people around you, the friends and the community.
好，我们祷告好吗
？Okay, let us pray.
主还是将教会交在你面前，将每一位在座弟兄姐妹都恭恭敬敬摆你面前。
Lord, I pray, I lift up the church into your hands and also the brothers and sisters and friends that's in it.
你知道每个人心里面有没有呻吟，有没有痛苦，有没有叹息
？Lord, you know, who have suffering, who have groans in their heart.
但是孩子知道你给他们预备的荣耀恩典，却是永恒的，却是巨大的。
But the Lord, we know that the glory and the grace that you have for them is far abundant.
所以让弟兄姐妹在里面能够经历你，能够被转换，能够被提升。
Lord, may the brothers and sisters be changed, be lifted up, in the process of being changed.
让每位弟兄姐妹及这个教会成为你自己荣耀的器皿。
So that all the brothers and sisters would be a vessel, that brings glory to you.
在这个叹息、充满叹息、呻吟的世代里面，能够成为你自己见证你自己荣耀的一个教会。
In the world of suffering, that we can be a church, that brings up glory to you.
我们心里面充满感恩。
We are full of thanksgiving in our hearts.
我们相信你必成就你所应许的事情。
We know your will be done.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.